So, listen to this. And he gave some apostles, some prophets. You see, you need to get a clear understanding of this. Some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. He tells us why. If you haven't read, you can get that Brother Hagin book on ministerial gifts, a little blue book. I got one. He go into detail explaining the function of every minister, fivefold ministry gift. And every one of them is necessary. But listen to this. I won't even try to go into that today, but I want to point out to you so you can see where you come in at. Okay? He said, for, verse 12, for what? Perfecting. What is perfecting? Anybody know? Huh? For equipping, preparing, making you efficient, better to do what you've been called to do. If I'm equipped, and now I'll make mention of this. I went down to Marie's house, and I'm not going to explain to how it was. I don't need to, but I had to fix it. I went down. I didn't go down and said, girl, that thing is messed up. Shoo. No. I went down, and I was equipped to change that look of that house. I was equipped to do it. Go down and look at it now. I was equipped. And that's what I'm doing for you. I'm equipping you for the work of the ministry. Because I'm not called to do it by myself. And that's what most of you sit in the congregation looking to me to do it while you sit and look on. It says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the equipping of the saints, for the work, for the work, for the work. Everybody say work. Just in case you didn't know, when you're in the ministry, you better put you. The best way to spell it is W-O-R-K. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ. See, the body of Christ, if you're sick, if you're broke, if you're in pain, or if you're in strife, or you're addicted, or you need deliverance, you're not equipped to do no work for God. No, you're not equipped. If your bill not paid, your mind all messed up, you can't stop shaking, and you can't sleep at night, you're not equipped to do no work for Jesus. You need to get free, because God called you to be free. Hallelujah. Till we all come. See there? Till we all come. It's not for me just to have all the faith. I believe Reverend John pray for me, I get healed. No, I believe any believer lay hands on and pray, you ought to get healed. Because the same anointing. Just because I'm a pastor don't mean I have a different anointing to get people healed than you. Now, God may use it in special ways at times, but the anointing is available to all of us, the body of Christ. Till we all come, say that. In the unity of the faith. Well, it coming that we all believe the same thing. We all speak the same thing. We all believe that our faith is released through speaking the word. We believe that putting the word in is faith-filled words. And when we put the word in, word is in my heart. And when I speak that word out of my mouth, from my heart, faith is released. And when I release faith, power go into action. And when power go into action, drive the devil out of his action. It's just simple. Hallelujah. So he said, the unity of the faith and what? Of the knowledge of the Son of God and of the knowledge. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. What the Ephesians 1 said, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us what? The spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of him. That means I know things the way he knows them. I have knowledge like he have knowledge. I have revelation of him. He have defeated the devil, and the devil knows he's been defeated by Jesus. Now he don't want you to know it. But once you have knowledge, that you have what? That unto the knowledge of. And then it said, unto a perfect man, which will help us unto a mature man. You ever try to do anything with a bunch of children? They want candy. They want cookies. They want to play. Jordan said, take me to the playground. Got the little thing out there he called the playground. You can't get much done. I took him out here. We were doing the steps or whatever. And he was going to help me. It didn't last long. Finally, he wanted to go to the house. That's why you got to grow up. Of your mind on things that is not important. You got to mature the saints if we're going to get some work done. And there's a lot of people that's lost and on the way to hell. And if we don't get busy with the gospel of Jesus Christ, they're going to hell. I don't care how cute you try to make it, hell ain't no cute place. It's not.